Shabbat Shalom. While change is constant in life, it seems especially palpable at this time of year. The streets and sidewalks are again packed as New Yorkers settle back in after summer weekends away. Our children are going through the joys and pains of transitioning back to school. Our daily routines and work schedules may be shifting as the days grow shorter. The natural world is beginning to shed its summer colors as the weather turns colder. Tomorrow night at our Slichot service, we will change the mantles of our Torah scrolls from their colorful wrappings to the symbolic white garb of the High Holy Days. We too will begin to shed artifice for simplicity and humility as we start a time of intense self-reflection. We will spend many hours in the coming days and weeks meditating on our deeds over the past year. Where have we fallen short? What needs repair? What are we capable of repairing? Yet pursuing change is risky. It opens us to vulnerability. We may find ourselves resisting change and instead staying in our comfort zones and holding on to that which is predictable and familiar. Furthermore, there are lots of external pressures that reinforce the status quo. We exist in a web of complex, interconnected relationships, and when one person changes, it disrupts the system. We tend to behave in ways that others expect of us and are often reluctant to upset the balance. In the upcoming days, we will join with Jews all over the world in doing teshuvah, engaging in repentance and return. I always imagine our prayers connecting like a physical energy across the world, an ignited source of light, a giant shofar call waking us up from the slumber of complacency. There is much wisdom in having a set time to undergo a process of intense self-reflection within the context of community. We are strengthened by one another, each of us working towards a better path ahead, every one of us challenged to answer the call of the shofar and to wake up from our complacent slumber. Our sages say that it is a miracle that Moses saw the burning bush was unconsumed. The bush was out in the open, but only Moses noticed. It was as if Moses' eyes had been opened to God's presence, and in that moment, he was called upon to be an agent of change. Yet even Moses resisted disrupting the status quo. He knew that the Israelites were undergoing terrible hardship, enslaved to Pharaoh, but he did not feel up to the task of ushering in change. He made excuses for keeping his life as it was. It would have been so much easier for him to just continue to live as a shepherd off in the mountains away from his people. Moses tried to resist God's call 5 times before finally accepting that life must change. We too may find ourselves resistant to the call of this season. We make the same mistakes over and over again. Yet these days of self-reflection help us to look at our missteps for what they can teach us. A story for the new year. A group of spiritual seekers set out to climb a treacherously high mountain. When they reach the top, they meet a great teacher and bow down to her. And they ask the question that had been burning in them for so long. How do we become wise? The teacher pauses, and after a long silence, she replies, "Good choices." The seekers ask, "But teacher, how do we make good choices?" "From experience," says the teacher. "But how do we get experience?" The teacher smiles and replies, bad choices. This season inspires us to look at mistakes and missteps we have made as stepping stones to a better path. We hold these bad choices before us and examine them and learn from them. Our decisions, habits, actions, words, these make up who we are. Some of what we choose to do and many words we say are terrible. We are broken, all of us. It's a part of being human. But when we can learn to look at the brokenness as a reminder of how we want to change, even brokenness can be a part of our holy journey. The Israelites carried two sets of tablets of the Ten Commandments, the ones that were whole, as well as the ones that Moses had broken in anger. The broken and the whole were kept together in the Holy of Holies, both of them cherished. There's no growth without change, and we can't change without risk. Rabbi Yisrael Hopstein, the Magid of Kotznitz, taught that embracing change is similar to when a person is climbing a ladder. When one needs to go up to a higher rung, one must remove one of one's feet from the lower rung and is temporarily standing with one foot on the ladder and one foot in the air. A person then needs to be extra careful so as not to fall. It's the same with teshuva. As we work towards change, it is as if we are temporarily standing on one foot, and it takes extra watchfulness and strength in order to persevere. May we enter into these high holy days with clear vision and open hearts. May we be strengthened and encouraged by each other as we journey together towards a better future. Shabbat Shalom.